it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
We got a beautiful show. We got some beautiful hosts. We got a beautiful game. We got taste. We got some beautiful chats. We got some beautiful stats. And we won't stop talking. We won't give it a rest. And as a matter of fact, it's time to get it off our chests. Cricket.
Hello and welcome to County Cricket Natters. My name's Annie Chave, and with me for our pre-season special is Dan Whiting and Sam Dalling. We're also delighted to be joined by a man who needs no introduction, so I won't. Bumble. For this episode, we're going to have a quick look at the season ahead and bring you a few of our predictions. And so move over to you, Sam.
Thanks, Annie. Yeah, I was toying with whether to start with Division 1 or Division 2 here. So I thought I'm going to straddle both worlds and talk about a side that was in Division 2 last year and now is in Division 1. So where else can I go? But Dan Whiting, Middlesex, promoted new skipper as well. Toby Rowland-Jones has taken over the armband. Fancy Middlesex's chances, Dan?
Yeah, I do, especially if Toby Rowland-Jones can stay fit. You know, there's not many people who average under 20 with the ball for England. And Toby Rowland-Jones, I know he only played, five tests, something like that, but he averaged under 20 against quite a decent South African unit. If he can stay fit, what Middlesex have got is they've got a number of people who are probably on the fringes of the England side but won't get selected. You know, Sam Robson's one, Mark Stoneman's another. It's Toby Rowland-Jones, all really good county cricketers. Throw in the likes of, you know, John Simpson, Tim Murta, people like that, and the up-and-coming youngsters there, Max Holden, Easton Bamba, etc. I think the only thing that might go against Middlesex is they've been in the market for a spinner. They were after Keshav Maharaj, and he did his Achilles, so he's not going. I believe they were one of the counties who was in for Zafar Gahar as well, who decided to stay at Gloucestershire. So I think they're looking at sort of spinners, but they've got a couple of good young ones in Tillon Walalawita. Say that after a few beers. And Luke Holman as well. So, you know, I think they'll be there or thereabouts.
I thought you might say that, Dan. To be honest, I expected nothing less. And look, champions last year, Surrey, they went 13 games unbeaten and then they lost what was effectively, for them at least, a meaningless game. Now, the year before, Warwickshire went from title winners to almost getting relegated. Annie, that can happen to Surrey again this year?
It really, really is unlikely. They look really, really, really good. I mean, the only thing is if, depending on how many they lose for England, isn't it? For the Ashes. No, I mean, Surrey look really, really impressive. And they've got Roach again this year, haven't they? And they've got Dom Sibley back again, haven't they? So yes, That'll be interesting to see how he gets on.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I love watching Kemar Roach. massive smile on his face whenever he is bowling. No, Jamie Overton, he's out potentially for the season long term. Tom Curran's taking a break from Red Bull cricket as well to look after his well-being. Bumble, there are plenty of people out there saying that we shouldn't be looking past Lancashire for the title this year. Keaton Jennings is taking over from Dane Vilas as skipper. I would love your thoughts on Lancashire's chances.
Well, in Division One, I won't be looking any further than Surrey and Lancashire, than the pair of them. They're the big guns, and I'm sure they'll play on top-class pitches. They've got top-class players all the way through. Jennings takes over at Lancs. I've just been out in Dubai and Abu Dhabi, and I was really excited, very, very excited about a Surrey bowler. Now, forget me. Think about Simon Dool, Wasim Akram, Waqar Yunis. They sat up when they watched this lad bowl, and he's called Gus Atkinson. And he played about five matches for Surrey last year, and he might be fifth or sixth in the queue, but he looked a wonderful bowler. He came in, he got close to the stumps, he bowled about 83, 85 miles an hour, deadly accurate, he's tall, gets a bit of bounce. I thought this lad would be the real deal if he can get into Surrey's team. Of course, he got Kemar Roach, who will lead the attack. I'm not so sure about Middlesex with Dan. I think you need a spinner. You've got to have a top-class spinner. I'm not sure they've got one. Tom Helm will be there, I suppose. Is the batting strong enough? I'm not looking any further than Surrey and Lancs, and I'm going to say Lancs will shade it.
It's not often that I say positive things about Surrey, but they're much maligned. You know, they've got a bad reputation for signing. You know, you guys at Somerset lost Jamie Overton the other year, but they bring through their own, and Gus Atkinson's one of their own. And you look who they brought through in recent years, Rory Burns, Ryan Patel, Verdi. You know, they've got their youngsters that they're bringing through and their homegrown talent, as well as making the sort of big-name marquee signings, and credit to them. But I suppose when you've got the Oval sold out, 26,000 for T20, you've got a few quid in the bank, haven't you?
Yeah,
it sure helps. I mean, a dozen academy players they had play for them at various points last season. I did think they had about 50 players play in total. They had so many injuries and England call-ups. Annie, you know what I'm going to ask you now. Cameron Bancroft's just been announced as an overseas batter for the first four games. Sean Dixon's come in. Tom Curley-Cadmore's come in. So that much maligned top order has been strengthened. Presumably, you're going to give me the answer I want to hear.
Bumble hasn't given us any chance. Obviously, he's just going for Lancashire and Surrey. But I hate to say it because every time I do say it, we don't do very well. But we have real potential in the side this year. I think Tom Curley-Cadmore could be a real, real winner for us. And I'm really excited about that. Sam, we could do it this year. You know, we really could, but I'm not.
Well, I'll just come in about Cameron Bancroft because he's been an interesting cricketer. He's had some problems along the way, which have been well documented. But you think back to when he was at Durham and they made him captain, they thought he was excellent. And so he will get you bags of runs. He will get you a lot of runs. But I would also be so excited about Tom Curley-Cadmore. You know, he's a proper player. He's a powerful player, and he'll play in every sort of cricket there is.
Yeah, and we needed that sort of strength up top as well. I think the other thing you need to think about, and we need to think about in general, is the amount of teams that are playing four teams once and five teams twice, aren't we?
Last year, Somerset played Surrey twice, and they're only playing them once this year.
That's right. And I think certainly Nottinghamshire have got a really good draw, and Somerset haven't got a bad draw either. So, you know, that has to come into play at some point as well.
Yeah, and I think I do wonder, we'll stop talking about Somerset in a bit, but I think rightly or wrongly, England have probably moved on for Craig Overton now. So actually, really get into the test side.
And Matt Henry, together with Matt Henry, I think, you know, it's interesting. And Peter Siddle as well. I mean, he didn't do brilliantly for Somerset last year, but he wasn't bad. And to have that those three will be really good for the start of the season.
Tad harsh on Tids there.
I'm thinking of him nearer the end where he was a bit injured and a bit broken.
Dan, and he mentioned them, Notts just came up. They were kind of a Division One side playing in Division Two. We all know the backstory. Talk a little bit about someone like them, a chance of coming up and really dominating, being at the top end of the title race, or might they struggle?
No, they've certainly got the players there. I mean, Joe Clark's an excellent player, isn't he? I think they've got the infrastructure there as well. And what you're seeing in cricket, I think it's moving towards, you know, Bumble just sort of touched on the point there with Lancashire and Surrey. And you do wonder whether the test playing counties now do have an advantage with the money over the non-test playing counties. It really does make you think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, there's definitely a correlation. Bumble, let's talk about the bottom end of that table. Who's going to struggle in Division One this year, do you think? We haven't talked about Essex. We haven't talked about Warwickshire. We haven't talked about Hampshire yet. What are your couple of names to be in the relegation zone come the end of the season?
Well, do you know, it's a very, very difficult question, is that, because you touched on it. You win it one year, and the year with the same players, you get relegated. And so it's a very difficult question to answer. Now, I know Dan, he's Middlesex. I look at that team and I think, oh, I'm not so sure. And they'd be one that I would spotlight. But your other teams, your Warwickshire and Essex, you know, they've had the moments recently of being right at the top end. And so what I'm saying is I think it's a strong division, a really strong division, and you need to start winning matches pretty early, because we've seen teams that in the last three or four matches, they seem to be okay and then plummet. Yorkshire, all are they going to get relegated? Yes, they did. And that would be quite a shock to them.
Yeah, I think Kent is another one that I'm not so sure about. You know, it would be quite fitting having lost Darren Stevens to then go down. And also the other one I wonder about is Essex, because they haven't signed anyone at all, have they? So that's quite interesting as well.
But Kent have replaced Stevens with a much younger model in the 40-year-old Michael Hogan. So they've gone
way younger.
Yeah. We haven't spoken about North Hants either. And North Hants got by last year. They batted. They had flat ones at Wantage Road. And there were more points for a draw last year, weren't there? There's less points for a draw this year. And I'm wondering whether North Hants need to change their game plan and maybe be a little bit more adventurous. And I wonder if that might make them struggle. The other side we haven't mentioned at the top, who are always there or thereabouts, are Hampshire. You know, that bowling attacker there is up there with the best in the country. And Mohammed Abbas, what a beautiful bowler.
And if Barker's on song again as well, then that would be fantastic too for them.
I haven't got the brain capacity to do the math in my head, but actually Hampshire won the most games last year. They won 9 games. Surrey only won 8. It was the number of defeats. Hampshire just drew the one. Yep. Whereas Surrey drew 5. So you change it from 8 to 5 points. I don't know if on the current scoring system, that table looks a little bit different. And the other change is the change in the batting bonus points. They're upping the ante a little bit. You did get your first point at 200 and then in increments of 50. Now you've got to get to 250. So presumably they're hoping to see sides go out of a bit more attacking intent. It's almost mirroring Basball, perhaps.
Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely what they're trying to get. Whether they'll get that in April in England, especially after how wet it's been, I think that's going to be tricky. So yeah, and going back to that, I mean, Surrey won last year because of because of the oval and how much you can draw there. So that's an interesting point as well that Dan was making.
Can I just come in on years and years ago, Hadley and Rice at Nottingham played on green pitches. You know, the pitches were quite helpful. And when you went down there, when counties went there, they sort of, I've got to get behind it, I've got to defend. So I know Baz Ball is not something that Baz likes. He doesn't like it. But the batters for Nottinghamshire, when Hadley and Rice were wreaking havoc against everybody who were backing across, trying to defend, they came in, stayed leg side of the ball and whacked it. They all came in and gave it a whack. And I think there was only one player, and it might be Derek Randall, who scored 1,000 runs. So the idea was, let's get our runs quick, 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 because we've got these two absolute gems who are going to bowl the opposition out. And the opposition, we kept going there, get back and across, defend, leave it, you're bowled out. And so there's a little bit of Baz Ball from years ago. It was years ago. And so what we're hearing from county cricketers to get into Baz Ball's team, you've got to play a certain way. So look out. I think there's going to be fireworks.
Oh, well, that's music to my ears. I like fireworks, and not just in November. Let's drop down, Dan. Let's drop right down to the bottom, right? Division 2, bottom side, didn't win any games last year, Leicestershire. But everyone likes them. Well, I think everyone likes them. They're almost universally loved. Paul Nixon's the coach. We've seen Rehan Ahmed break into the test side. What a wonderful young cricketer he is. They signed Ajinkya Rahane, who's played 82 tests for India. He's going to play 8 Champo games for them. And I really like, I'm going to talk about kind of tips for breakout stars this season. I really like Sol Budinger as well, who they've got in from Nottinghamshire. And he is one who will play in the mould Bumble has just talked about, that whacking it at the top of the order.
Yeah, I saw him in the Royal London Cup for Nottinghamshire last year. And he's agricultural, let's say. And he just whacks it over mid-wicket from ball one. He's interesting to watch, but it's not pretty, but it's effective. But going back to Leicestershire, I think it's so important we have the 18 counties, because Rehan Ahmed, if the counties were sort of closed down, and Leicestershire probably would be one to be culled, Rehan Ahmed would probably not have made his debut, you know, if he'd stayed at Nottinghamshire, perhaps, you know. So I think it's hugely important that we do have the 18 counties. I'm really looking forward to Rahane. I'm going to be working on his debut by the look of it, doing Gloucestershire versus Leicestershire. I think that's the 10th of June, and I believe he arrives on the 8th. So we're expecting our stream numbers to go mad if he plays. And I think he'll be really popular in Leicester.
They've also got Hanscom from Middlesex, haven't they, Dan?
Yeah, he struggled a tad lot. He did, yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see how he goes, because his record over in Australia is brilliant. And he's coming over. It's not, but he's coming over with half an eye, well, more than half an eye on that Ashes squad as well. When he first played for Australia, I think he had like 7 half-centuries in a row or something like that when he first came in. And he, apart from the fact we're going to be shot, I can't believe Dan Whiting is going to be broadcasting to potentially 1 million people on a live stream. Like, I'm not sure about that. He'll be doing the Gloucestershire game, of course. What do you think of their chances this season? Marcus Harris back for another year. They, of course, got relegated from Division One.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really, really sad story, isn't it? That they were so pleased to get up and then immediately down. I think Merchant Delange is going to make a difference. Bit of speed. I think he'll like it there too. I reckon he'll make a difference. Got Marcus Harris back. You've lost Benny Howell, haven't you, at Gloucester? I say you've lost Benny Howell, but because I think of you as Gloucester now, even though you're Middlesex, Dan.
Well, I work for them, so you know, I'm probably careful. Yeah. One name to look out for at Gloucestershire is Tom Price. He got the season's best figures last year. Got 8 for 53 against Warwickshire, and I really like the look of him. Marchand Delange was signed. Dale Benkenstein sort of had a look at the Bristol wickets and thought, you're going to need something a little bit different. And he's got express pace, and I think you do need something a little bit different. But I think Gloucestershire's top four are, you know, as good as anything in that division, with Chris Dent is always a heavy run scorer, Marcus Harris, Bracey, and, you know, you're looking at someone probably like Miles Hammond. They've got a lot of left-handers in the top order, though. Is that going to go against them later in the season when the wickets start to turn? Be interesting to see.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bumble, Division 2 for you, right? A couple of sides that were close but not quite there last year, but they have been developing. Glamorgan under Matt Maynard and Derbyshire under Mickey Arthur. Do you expect them to be up there pushing for promotion again?
Yeah, I think there's got to be a breakout club from the ones who perpetually struggle. One of these teams has got to break out. I think Gloucestershire will be strong. I look at the coaching staff, so the two that you've mentioned, Glamorgan and Derbyshire, and they're sound, they're solid. And so Leicestershire, Derbyshire, Glamorgan, one of them's got to really make a statement and come out. Rian Ahmed, I met Rian during the winter. He is an absolute gem. He's a lovely chap. I met his family, and he lives and breathes cricket. Now, such an exciting talent to bowl leg spin at 18 years of age. I'm not talking about in a test match, in county cricket, because they'll go after him. Now, he's got the ability to take it both ways, and he bats as well. And I think if he continues to develop, he's going to be a super bowler. And I think they'll probably lose him. He'll be a super bowler for England, because when you go away, you've got to have a wrist spinner. You must have a wrist spinner, which they found out in Pakistan. They took him, he gets his five for. They didn't take him to New Zealand. But to talk about Division 2, I've just interviewed Dickie Bird. I've just interviewed Dickie for the Daily Mail because he's 90 on April 19th, and he couldn't get away from Yorkshire. He says, and I pulled his leg. I've got to tell you, Sam, I pulled his leg. And he said that Yorkshire will win. They'll win the championship. I said, I'll have a pound with you that Lancashire finish higher. He said, they're not in first division. I said, are they not? What division are they in then? So Dick thinks that Yorkshire's going to run away with it. He said, I think they'll win it. And I didn't like to disappoint him.
He's going to have a shock when he looks at the table. But Annie, let's talk about them a little bit, because Division 2, they've made a couple of good signings. Sean Massoud, I'm a bit sad to see him leave Derbyshire, but he is a run machine and a lovely human being. They've also brought in Matt Milnes from Kent and Ben Mike, who I think is a really exciting young cricketer all-rounder. So Yorkshire could be up in the mix, right?
I think they'll head straight back up to Division 1 looking at the team they have. Especially, it depends if Ben Mike fires again. Like he really has quite consistently over the last couple of years. Definitely, if Sean Massoud bats like he did for Derbyshire, they have again got a really, really strong looking side, and they're going to have to, aren't they? Because they don't want to be down in Division 2. I can see them going straight back up.
It's a tough league. It's a tough league. The league too. I've got a bolter, a player to watch, keep your eye on, George Hill. He's like the GCHQ. You know, but he's GCH Hill. I think George Hill is going to be a really good player for them, and he bowls a bit as well. Now, they've lost Wagner. Wagner's injured, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. I find it's a good debate. I find it strange that you make a chap, captain of the club, who's not here for the winter. He's not here. And he's not sort of getting to know the players. He's not getting to know how they tick. He's going to have to do that on the hoof.
Mm-hmm. they do that a lot, don't they?
George Hill, I believe he's a Sidba boy with Harry Brook, isn't he? I think he's one of their sort of academy coming through. But yes. I think for Yorkshire, what they need is they need two guys to stay fit, and they're a pair of bowlers. One is Matt Fisher, who I thought was the best bowler I saw last year at Bristol. And the other one is Ben Code. And if those two can stay fit, because Ben Code's, like, you look at his wickets for the amount of games he's played. It's unbelievable record he's got. And I think if they can keep those two fit, I think they'll walk the title.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I think they'll win it quite easily.
I think
Vicky Bird would like you, Dan.
Yeah. Walk the title would be interesting.
I'm off Bumble's Christmas card list now for him being a Lancastrian, but you know, I think Yorkshire will win the title.
I'm living in Yorkshire. I'm just north of York.
Are you doing missionary work, Bumble?
Yeah, I'm getting them used to electricity and running water.
I don't think we should ignore Sussex either. Pajara's going to be captain for Sussex, I've just heard as well. So that'll be interesting too.
Some really good teams.
Yeah, and Steve Smith coming over for them as well.
Yeah, for three games in May, but potentially, I mean, we know he can score a little bit, so potentially that's going to be brilliant for them.
I think it's great. Come over, get him out. What an incentive to a young bowler, just get him out.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, fabulous.
Yeah.
Well, we shall look forward to that in May. Right, we're going to round it up with some quick fire ones, right? I was going to go with bolters first. Bumble, you've gone early with George Hill. I like it, up at Yorkshire. I've said Sol Budinger. I saw him. They were only chasing 100-odd down at Somerset, not last year in the Royal London Cup, but he just went bananas. I think he is going to have the freedom to play the way he wants. Annie, you've caught my attention by nodding your head, so I'm going to put you on the spot with your bolter. Go on, who's going to be the breakout star?
Is there a breakout star? I think James Rowe will do something this year. Is that a breakout star? I think he's...
Yeah, I'll give you it. I mean, he was on the Lions tour for England, mind.
Yeah, true. But he's still very young, bless him.
He is very young. Daniel?
Tom Price, Gloucestershire. Mm. He's not really a breakout star. Last year was his breakout season, but he's only 22, maybe 23 now. But he's going to be, if it stays these conditions out there with a bit of green in the wickets, I think he'll take full advantage.
Yeah,
I love those Price brothers, don't you? Mm. Love those Price brothers. Right. Who's your banker, right? Who is the one that when we're sat here in September and we've done 18 shows or 16 shows or however many it is we're going to do, whose name will we have brought up the most? I'm going to go first and pick the easy one. Simon Harmer, you just can't write him off. He wasn't around all of last summer. I think he is this summer. He's still a quality performer and he's my banker for the season. Go on, Anna, you go next.
I'm going to go for Shaan Masood because... Playing in the second division, I think he got used to the conditions last year of in the county championship, and I think he's an amazing batsman to watch.
Yeah, I like that. Bumble?
Same county, different player, Adam Lyth.
I like it. Budge, as he's known up there.
Well, his mother's in the chip shop at Whitby. Christine, she's in trenches up at Whitby.
Magnificent. I didn't know that. And that is good to know for my next visit.
That's it. Trenches at Whitby. Christine is behind the counter.
What are you getting paid for that little advertisement, Bumble? Do we need to put hashtag advert somewhere?
I might get a bit of haddock.
Daniel, who's your banker?
I'm going same county as you, Sam, but different player. I'm going to go Sam Cook, Essex.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I like it. We had a friend of the show, Sam Cook. He's got his moon boot on all winter and he's raring to go. He had a good Lions tour as well, Sam Cook. Right, final ones then to finish. Most runs, most wickets. Shall I go first? I'll go first again, give you two, a chance to think. Oh, I'm going to let Hart rule head. I hadn't thought about this too much, but the first name that came into my head is Thomas Abel. So... I am going to go for him as the county championship's leading run scorer. I don't think he'll quite get in the England side again, sadly. So I think he'll be around if he's fit for Somerset the whole time. And wickets, well, I'm putting myself on the spot a little bit here. Who is going to take the most wickets in the county championship? I can't say Harmer. I've already said him. I'm trying not to say a Somerset player. How about David Payne in Division 2 for Gloucestershire? Left armour, I like that shout.
He's injured, mate. He's going to be out for the first 8 weeks of the season, I think.
Right, well, that's not going to come through for me. It's not going to come through for me, is it? Right, but I've said it now. I'm not going to back away. I'm still going to back him to come back in those last six games. Go on, Dan, you go next.
I'm going to go, Sam Cook's going to be up there, but I'm going to go Mohammed Abbas for leading wicket taker. And leading run scorer, I think it's going to be your man Keaton Jennings up at Lancashire again. He won it last year, leading run scorer last year. And I think he's going to get a load again this year.
Yeah, I like that. Go on, as we're with Lancashire, Bumble, your thoughts on this one?
Is Shan Massoud playing every game? Is he available for every game?
I think
don't
so,
ask
yeah.
me. I've just yes. said David Payne's going to play every game, so don't ask me.
Well, I'm going to say Shan Massoud as run scorer. And wicket taker, I'm going to have to pass. I can't. I mean, let's just throw it around. Who's going to be a contender? Roland Jones will be a contender if he's captain and he's in the team. Is he going to stay fit? That's as always. I think that Craig Overton's a damn good cricketer, really good cricketer. Can he stay fit? So let's throw some names out. Who's a contender?
I wanted to say Craig myself, but I thought I can't go to Somerset guys. You've got Roland Jones up there. Rushworth, will he make the step up into Division 1 at Warwickshire? I don't know. It's going to be a big step up. There is a big difference in the two divisions.
What about Potts? Matt Potts, is he going to play for...
And Ben Code as well. Ben Code's going to be there or thereabouts, I reckon, if he stays fit.
The thing with someone like Potts, I wonder if England will manage his workload a little bit, which might play into it. Or do you think he's a little bit further away from the Ashes side than he might have been before the winter?
I mean, that's what I'm thinking. Is he going to walk into that team? Probably not. Is he going to be around the team? Probably will be. Yeah, Roland Jones is a good chef. He's fit. Does he stay fit?
Yeah, it's a big step as well. Yeah, 67 wickets.
I haven't done mine, so I'm just going to say Abbott, and I'm going to go for Cola Cadmore because I want him to do well, having come down to us, and I'll just say him.
In wicket taker, I'm going Abbott.
Yep.
Oh, Barker will be round about as well.
Yeah,
oh,
he probably will.
That is the beauty of the county championship, though. It is full of quality batting, bowling. We cannot wait for it to get going. Bumble, thank you very much for joining us. It's always a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you. It's been great again. Thank you.
Annie, Dan, magnificent to be back together, isn't it? Working ahead of the summer.
Isn't it? And 9 days till the county championship starts as when we record. So
It's ominous, though. It's absolutely pouring down here.
Chucking it down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great to be back. The Trinity are back. So it's good to be back. Great to have you on board, Bumble, as well.
Thank you, Dan. Good to chat.
Thank you very much to everyone for listening. We love having you on.
We got some beautiful chats. We got some beautiful stats, and we won't stop talking. We won't give it a rest. And as a matter of fact, it's time to get it off our chests. Cricket, 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 cricket.
Podcast Network.